Khan's Iguana Investments proposal wasn't the only one to include a mixed-use residential and entertainment district, but DIA CEO Andra Wallace says it was the only group with pockets deep enough to get it done fast.
There are quite a lot of similarities between the actual proposals itself, but it always gets down to who's going to have the financial pocket to actually get the project done and who has various different experiences of some of the elements that's actually being proposed, and that is exactly what how things weighed out.
The Iguana proposal scored a full 20 points higher than its closest competitor on DIA's rubric. Second place was a Presidium Group plan to build a fine art museum, aquarium, and 1,000-foot observation deck, along with retail and residential space. A West Holdings plan to create an innovation district, which would act as a jobs factory, combining some retail space with a tech startup hub, came in third. DIA board members decided Presidium's idea wouldn't contribute as much to the local economy as Iguana's, and the innovation district idea didn't seem as clearly conceived. But some board members expressed apprehension about the Iguana proposal that calls for sweeping exemptions to city planning laws and moving Metropolitan Park to the west. Jaguars President Mark Lamping, representing Iguana Investments, says it's all up for negotiation.
You know, there's going to be a dialogue and there's going to be a lot of give and take from where we are today. Again, it's just the next step that we took today. It's not the final step by any stretch of the imagination.
Iguana Investments and city officials will now begin an 18-month process that includes another investment authority vote and final city council approval. Ryan Benk, 89.9 WJCT News.